Among the largest and heaviest terrestrial vehicles on planet Earth. Here we have a bucket wheel operating at a coal mine in Australia. Notice how big the bucket wheel is by comparing the operator in the cab to the left of the wheel. These bucket wheels have been around since the early 1920s, but have recently gotten improved productivity by adding 3D machine control. Here we see a GNSS receiver antenna and a centroid point of the bucket wheel and a second one located out the boom above the arm that the actual wheel is on. There's also a series of axial sensors placed throughout the machine to give it positioning within 50 millimeters. These machines are massive production machines, producing about 2,500 cubic meters per hour per machine. This keeps the power plant fueled and the steam turbines turning with a continuous flow of this coal material. And what the wheel is doing is it's picking up this young coal. This coal is soft, approximately 10 million years old, and bringing the coal from the bucket wheels onto the conveyor belt, continuously pulling the coal up into the machine, transferring it onto another boom and to another conveyor belt. These are continuously moving throughout the coal mine, 3 and 4 kilometers and more of a conveyor belt system. This site had 5 bucket wheels again operating continuously. You can see across the site all of the series of conveyor belts and machines operating. Now let's go inside the cab and take a look.
What he's got up there.
The bucket wheel's operated on electricity, so it's quite silent inside the cab. Now all of the data from the GNSS receivers, the axial sensors, even the conveyor belts via PLC are fed into a computer, and as we see on the screen here, the operator can constantly monitor cut and fill. He can know how close he's coming to the bank. Doesn't want to damage the machine by ramming it into the bank or skewing or twisting the machine. So the software's very accurate, again within 50 millimeters.
No, I just wanted to make sure.
From productivity tools
back
to the machine so that the operator can check.
Quite an amazing manufacturing operation. the 3D machine control just allows for this to be more accurate. A surveyor doesn't have to be out surveying the surface. It's all done remotely, real-time volumes. Just a much tighter production, and with an operation this size, this impacts dollars tremendously.